Episode 3373, Stop Being a Doormat.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It is Relationship Builders, and I want you to think about where you are in your marriage. We're talking about spring cleaning, right? Everything. We like to have clean linen closets and clean counters and clean everything. What about your front door? Stop being a doormat. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, in marriage, when you feel like a doormat, it can slowly chip away at your sense of self-worth, leaving you feeling undervalued and dismissed. How can a marriage survive if you don't stop being a doormat? Because when one spouse feels like they are constantly being walked over, it changes the dynamic of the marriage. You know, marriage is no longer a partnership. It becomes a one-person show. Dreams and goals are no longer considered. They go out the window. And maybe you're not sure if you're in a marriage where you are the doormat, or maybe you're treating your partner as such, right? It can go both ways. You might be one who's being walked all over, or you might be the one who is walking all over your spouse. Well, this walking all over effect can really manifest itself in various subtle or overt ways that erode one's self-worth and the value you add as an individual. In other words, I'm not good enough because, like, literally I'm being walked all over. And you feel less than, not more than. You feel like you can't do anything right. Yes, marriage is a partnership where two become one. However, the individual is not to lose themselves because of another person. Just because you become one person doesn't mean one person runs everything. It's a partnership, right? You both are steering the boat. It's not one person in charge. So when you think about being a doormat in marriage, it shows up in different ways, like lack of communication, right? Your spouse constantly and consistently dismisses or belittles your opinions, feelings, and needs. Maybe your voice is silenced and you feel unheard in important discussions or decision-making processes. There's a lack of communication. Maybe there's unequal power dynamics. You know, one partner consistently exerts control over the other, making unilateral decisions without considering the other's input or feelings. This imbalance of power can lead to a sense of helplessness and lack of autonomy. Then you've got emotional neglect. Your emotional well-being is neglected and your spouse fails to show empathy or support during challenging times. You may feel isolated or unsupported in dealing with your emotions or struggles. Another one is constant criticism or blame. This one comes all the time. This is kind of a norm, in my opinion. You are frequently criticized, blamed, or made to feel responsible for issues in the relationship, even when they are not entirely your fault. And this pattern of negativity can erode your self-esteem and confidence over time. And then last but not least, I understand these are just five kind of examples of being a doormat. We're going to go into what it really means. Some real life examples here. But this one here is lack of appreciation. Your efforts, contributions, and sacrifices go unnoticed and unappreciated by your spouse. Your value in the relationship is overshadowed, leaving you feeling unacknowledged and unvalued. So in real life, what does it really look like? Well, you feel like your needs and opinions are constantly ignored and devalued. You don't matter. You did it first, but not now. Maybe you're always giving in to your partner's demands or desires at the expense of your own. Now, when I'm talking about this, I want you to think about, is this happening to me or am I doing this to my spouse? Okay, it's a two-way street. I'm not saying the person, meaning you, who's listening, right? When I record this, it's not saying that you are this. You might be the one causing this. But you might be the one who's also experiencing this. So really look at this. And it could be a combination. You might be experiencing it more than, but you might be doing it and not recognizing it. Okay. It's important that we understand this. That's why there's give and take. In a marriage, you're looking for harmony. Maybe you're constantly feeling drained, unfulfilled, or unappreciated in the relationship. You know, having this sense of powerlessness or helplessness in influencing decisions or dynamics within the marriage. Maybe you're experiencing a lack of emotional support or empathy or an understanding from your spouse. You're just being like dismissed. No, that's it. It's not that it really matters. Recognizing these signs is the first step towards reclaiming who you are and who you are becoming. Your self-worth within the marriage. You matter, my friend. Your spouse matters too. But you can't let yourself go because somebody demands you to. Because somebody cuts you off all the time and cuts you down. Now, understand this. When we're talking about being a doormat, I am not going into the depths of physical abuse. Please understand me. If you are in a situation where you're being physically abused, you need to ask for help. Please. It is for your safety and your overall well-being. If you have children involved, it's very important that you get help for them also. There are many ways you can go about this. You can talk to your local police department. You can talk to a local church. Now, that doesn't mean that, like the local church, for example, they may not do anything, but they will know who and how to help you to get in touch with. There's crisis centers all over. You can contact 1-800 numbers. There are prevention centers, okay? You could go to any public responder. So you could go to the police. You could go to the fire department. You could even go to the hospital, okay? And if you're not sure and there is a situation that you're in, that you're like, I can't even talk on the phone because I'm being tracked or traced or whatever, then you could say you're not feeling well. Go to a safe place and let them know. And if you have to write it down and write a note, say, this is what's going on. I can't talk about it until I'm out of the ears. Whatever you need to do. But my friend, you need to feel safe. And unfortunately, a lot of times we are looking at things where in life that we just don't feel safe. And if you're in an abusive situation, I want you to feel safe. I don't want you to be afraid of asking for help. There are places for you to go. Please reach out. A lot of times we just need that extra push. And so when I'm talking about stop being a doormat, we're not talking specifically about the abuse. Can abuse occur within our situation here? Yes, it can. But we're talking about the daily, just everyday things that play out, personalities. But we're not talking about the physical abuse. And that's important to understand, okay? Because physical abuse, and yes, emotional is important too, as in that's abuse also. But you need to feel safe and you need to get help. And physical, you need to get away when it comes to abuse, okay? And I don't take that lightly, neither should you. But when you have these signs that you're being walked over in your marriage, number one, you gotta notice them yourself. Like, you gotta recognize them. You gotta pinpoint them, because otherwise you won't know that you need help. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people are walking around just thinking this is my norm. And it doesn't have to be. If you want to have a healthier, more harmonious relationship dynamic, you need to address these patterns and reclaim your voice. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reclaim your voice. As you consider this for yourself, be careful to make sure you look at it from both perspectives. Being in a marriage means you do need to take into consideration both you and your spouse. Because if you are quick to point fingers and not look at the totality of the marriage and what you bring to the relationship, then your actions or lack thereof can be just as bad as what is being done to you or at you. So you've got to take all of this into consideration, which is a lot. And so if you are in a situation right now that you're like, yeah, Christiane, I think I am being a doormat, then I would go back and I would listen to this again and again and again, just so you can understand. It allows you to formalize your thoughts. So then you can actually put your sentences together from your thoughts and have it make sense when you need to talk to somebody, whether it's a therapist, right? Getting that extra help. So let's just dive in right now. What are ways to reclaim your voice and stop being a doormat in your marriage? Number one, you got to set boundaries. Marriage counselor Leslie Vernick emphasizes the importance of setting healthy boundaries in a relationship. So communicate assertively with your spouse about your needs and limits. I've heard her say before, you're an adult too. You know, sometimes we look at our spouses, well, they're the ones who control. You don't have to do what your spouse says. And on the same token, your spouse doesn't have to do what they, you know, what you say. So be careful about that, right? But you got to set those boundaries. Communicate assertively. That doesn't mean you have to be mean. You could still be kind. You could still be calm, right? But if your spouse doesn't know, and again, we're not coming from the abusive situation here. Please understand that. That's a totally different conversation when you're setting boundaries in that regard. But when we're talking about boundaries as in your everyday, daily communication, you've got to be able to voice your opinion. You've got to be able to discuss things. And you can't do that if you're not willing to communicate, to assert yourself. Not because you're all high and mighty, not because you have all the answers, because you are you. And you have a right to be heard. Right, Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of the 5 Love Languages, he suggests that understanding and expressing your needs can help create a more balanced dynamic in your marriage. And you really do need to set those boundaries. And both of you need to understand, you and your partner, you need to understand what those boundaries are, what does it look like. Make it very clear. And don't try to talk yourself out of something. You are worth it, my friend. Okay, you're worth it. And so is your spouse. But the only person you can control is you. Number two, practice self-care. Make self-care a priority in your life. Jimmy Evans, the founder of Marriage Today and the EXO Conference, I believe he's the founder of the EXO Conference, he stresses that taking care of yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually can strengthen your sense of self-worth. Remember, it's essential to fill your own cup before you can pour into someone else. Are you willing to fill your own cup? Are you willing to take care of yourself? Don't bury yourself so deep that it's too late and you can't get out. And that leads me to number three, seek counseling. I kind of alluded to that earlier. And if you feel consistently unheard and undervalued in your marriage, seek the support of a professional counselor. A trained therapist can help you and your spouse improve communication, address underlying issues, and work towards a healthier relationship dynamic in your marriage. And that counseling may mean that you just need to go first, or maybe you guys need to have it separately, and then you can come together and have it with the both of you. But a lot of times you got to get your own junk squared away, your own CRAP, right? And once when you get that done, then you can move forward. You can stop being a doormat, but it first starts with who you are and who you are becoming. Remember, reclaiming your self-worth is a journey that begins with prioritizing your own well-being and setting those boundaries that honor your value in the relationship. Are you honoring yourself? And by taking these proactive steps, you can begin to shift the dynamic in your marriage and foster a more respectful partnership. It's time to stop being a doormat. You are worthy of kindness. Now, I will say this. If you're asking for the world, but you're not willing to give also, then you need to really think about what you're doing in your marriage. Because believe it or not, there are some people out there, and I'm not saying you're one of them. Please understand that. What I am saying is you got to be honest and real with yourself. You know whether or not you're being treated appropriately, right? You have worth in this world. So stop being a doormat and start valuing yourself within your relationship, within your marriage. It's not going to come easy. It's going to be different for you because I think a lot of people have been muted. And what's happening is our family structure is breaking down because we don't have the mom and dad connected the way they need to be connected. And you got to start there before you can heal the family. And before you really heal the family and heal the partnership of the marriage, you have to heal yourself first, who you are and who you are becoming. What's that reflection that you see? But I don't ever want you to sell yourself short. But I also don't want you to be destructive either to yourself or to your spouse. So it's very important to think about that. And it's not easy, but you've got to have that reflection, that introspection. That means when you look at yourself in the mirror, have that conversation. Let me tell you, it's a two-way street in a marriage. It takes two to tango. And so if you're struggling with communication, if you're struggling with getting a project done together even, I mean, simple things. If you are having trouble spring cleaning your house together because you can't get on the same page, right? You've got to eventually figure out and look at yourself in the mirror and say, what part of this am I contributing to? How are my actions, my words, my thoughts? Because let me tell you, both of you have gotten you where you are today. And a lot of times we forget to actually acknowledge that and to see that. We just think, oh, it's his fault. Oh, it's her fault. Nope. Go back. It takes two to tango. And if you're like, well, Christiane, we're so messed up. Can we ever get out of it? You can. It takes one to start and two to finish. So you be the one who starts. You be the one who models. You be the one who does the hard work. You can't do it for your spouse, but you can do it for you. So rise up to the occasion that you've been called to. Right? You are worthy of kindness, of compassion. But at the same time, you also need to be able to give kindness and compassion. And eventually, that love. I mean, all of it comes down to love. And remember, love is a verb. It's an action word. It's not just like, oh, if you want to have an incredible marriage, if you want to claim love, that means you have to put actions to your words. And those actions have got to match your words. And don't just pretend that, oh, I got it all together. Maybe you don't, maybe you do. But honestly, be ready to look at you first. And then see where it takes you. You can stop being a doormat. But you have to be willing to do the work and to see maybe what you don't see. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.